Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov to everybody. Hope everyone is doing well, wherever they are, in whatever house or room that they are cooped up in. I have to be honest. There are parshiot in the Torah that I never thought would be relevant. That I never thought would really like, wow, I now get it because of what's going on around me. And this whole virus thing going on around the world. You know, there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that I think I get more than I've ever gotten before. We're in Vayikra, we're in Chamishi, and we're in the category of Korbanot, which again, offhand, you know, wouldn't think would be the most relevant piece, but we're in the category of Venefesh Ki Techata Bishkaga, accidental sin, Chatat. And there's a special Korban Chatat. Let me read it to the pasuk. I'm in a Parak Dalet pasuk Yed Gimel, and I'll tell you what I never understood. Says the pasuk, "Vim kol adat Yisrael yishgu, v'nelam davar meinei hakahal." What's the case? One, the entire congregation of Israel sins. I thought it was weird. What does that mean? Everyone sins. Like, you know, what we all think that something is mutter and really it's aser. Like walking through motion sensors, maybe really is Aser Deraita, and none of us knew because we all assumed it wasn't Aser. Like, what's the case where all of Am Yisrael eats? I don't know, we all have coffee, and perhaps we don't realize that coffee is really Aser. But like, what does that mean? The second case. V'ne'elam davar me'enei hakal. Wait a second, I missed it. What's the pasuk has two parts. The first part is if kol adat Yisrael yishku, if the entire Am Yisrael makes a mistake, and then v'ne'elama davar mein hakahal, and nobody realizes it. I don't understand what does that have to do with anything. Who cares if nobody realizes it? Who's the everybody here? Like, is that like a second Sanhedrin? Is kahal sounds like people? So basically, the pasuk is telling me if everyone does something wrong. Again, what reality is it that everyone's doing something wrong? And the second part is, who's this checks and balances corrective who's supposed to be paying attention to make sure that nothing goes wrong? And I'm sure, like you, we've been following social media about halakha and corona. And I got to be honest with you. Yesterday, for the first time, I said to myself, oh my God, we might need to bring this korban, right? This parhelem shel tzibor, this korban for all of Am Yisrael. Why? We're in a situation today, which is, I got to be honest with you, unprecedented halachically, even though there have been precedents in halacha, but it's unprecedented in that there are so many big halachic questions out there. And all people do, perhaps, is go onto social media and Facebook and all sorts of other venues, and we find rabbis saying lots and lots of different things. Some of those psakim, I have to be honest with you, scare me. Some of them are brave and courageous and are awe-inspiring. I'm like, wow. Some of them scare me. Some of them are, I don't know what the effects will be in the future. What will this mean about this particular mitzvah or not having this mitzvah? Like, will the mitzvah disappear? Will we realize, will this be a mistake? You know, once the genie comes out of the bottle about using Zoom on Chag, then I don't know if you can put it back in because everyone's going to say, oh, apparently Zoom and the internet and everything using it is mutter. And I'm really worried. And part of me wonders, depending on how things go, will we as a tzibor need to bring a karban, helam davar shel tzibor? Because there have been some psaks out there that we've all been following. And maybe they're wrong. Maybe looking back, they'll be wrong. On the other hand, I got to be honest with you, sometimes it's really hard to know what's wrong. Like, for example, who needs the karban? The rabbi who says nobody go to minyan and therefore his entire community stops going to minyan? Or the rabbi who says everyone has to figure out how to go to the minyan and God forbid you shouldn't go to minyan but have the minyan outside and make sure it's only 10 people and spread it apart? And of course, if people then decide, you know, if people then spread the virus that way, right, statistically right now here in Israel, we're talking about 29% of the people with coronavirus got it in shul. That's the statistic they threw out yesterday. So I got to be honest with you. If that's the case, then maybe the rabbis who said that you need to be in shul and the people who follow them need to bring that karban. The karban is something that perhaps in retrospect we'll understand better. But part of me is very, very worried. That we will need such a karban. On the other hand, the second part of the pasuk, I think, is really, really, really important about the role of Am Yisrael, the role of the people in halacha. Im kol adat Yisrael yishku, if everyone makes a mistake, everyone makes an accidental mistake, according to Rashi and Chazal, they follow the psak of Sanhedrin or a rabbi. V'ne'elam davar meinei kahal. You know what that means? It means the people let it go through. The assumption of the pasuk was that someone should have realized it was wrong. Okay, I'll give you an example coming from the Minyan. Here in Efrat and in other places as well. So the chief rabbi of Israel put out a statement that people should not stop going to shul, but rather should do it in a mutter way. Again, different countries, states, everyone has dealt with this differently. And I don't want to, you know, pretend to know better than your local community, because every community experienced this differently at different heights and had different instructions from the health ministry. Here in Israel, they were really, really worried about it. And the chief rabbinate, as well as the chief rabbi here in Efrat, said, try to do minyan in a mutter way. And in so many cities, letters were written and spread around on Facebook, signed by doctors, religious doctors within the community, and rabbis, saying, dear Rabbi Riskin, dear chief rabbis, we're afraid you're making a mistake. We're afraid that if you tell people to do a minyan, people are going to do the minyan wrong. Some minyan is going to do it wrong. People are going to get too close. Okay? I was in shul 2 weeks ago on Shabbat. We had a special minyan. And last week, already that was impossible. Someone's going to make a mistake somewhere, and then it's not going to be worth it. And it's the role of the people, it's the role of Am Yisrael, it's the role of the doctors, the role of rabbis and teachers to speak up. We, according to the Pasuk, cannot just be complacent. We have a role. Again, the Psak needs to come from Sanhedrin. Real Psak comes from the biggest rabbis around, for the Gdolim in every generation, and of every country and every chief rabbi. But we, the people, also have a role. And this pasuk to me encapsulates everything. What happens if we make a mistake? And again, I assume an innocent mistake. It's a mistake with the best of intentions. And we want, you know, as the Jewish people, we want to go to Minyan. But maybe that's the mistake. Or maybe not going to Minyan is the mistake. I don't know yet. But someone's going to have to bring a carbon. And we also have a role in it. Mirtz Hashem, as we all experience and go through, at very minimum, this should be a great, you know, we're all home. It's a great time to learn, not just to look on social media to see what rabbis have said, but to learn the sugya. Everyone is giving shir, including here in yeshiva. All of us are giving shirim on these topics. Please go learn. And I'm going to end with one very quick midrash. The Medrash Rabbah in Shmot, Shmot Rabbah, says about our pasuk that Am Yisrael, as they were getting these psukim, said, oh, what happens if a person sins by accident, what do I do? And the pasuk says, don't worry, he brings a carbon. And what happens if the Kohen, Mashiach Melchama, brings a, he needs to bring a carbon. And then Am Yisrael, as a group, looks to God and said, Aval Hashem, what about if we sin? What about, like, we do Chet Egel again? What about if we all get duped into something? How can each of us bring a carbon? That's millions of carbonot. What do we do? And the Medr says, here's what you're going to do. Amar lei, dvarim ani mevakesh. You know what I want? Dvarim, not karbanot, dvarim. Shenamar k'u etchem dvarim, v'shuvu el Hashem, v'ani mochel al kol avonotechem. Okay? He's quoting a pasuk in Hosea and Perek Yudalad, that God says, give me dvarim, do tshuva, and I will forgive you. And says the Medrash, what does that mean? V'ein dvarim, ela divrei Torah. So whatever it is that we decided to do, go to shul, not go to shul, do this, paskin like this, paskin that way, for whatever it is, the most important thing we can do to make sure that we don't need to bring our own carbon is to make sure we learn. And to use every psak halacha as an excuse, not an excuse, as a motivating factor to learn the sugya further. And hopefully, with the new time that many of us have at home, we should really take this as an opportunity to really intensify and really make Torah a dominant part of our day, especially if we're not working and we're not in school, to make sure we're kovei itim. And that will be our karban. Our karban will be our divrei Torah. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Chodesh Tov.